Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour of the program, and the phones are open here. Should you wish to join us, you can do that. Our number is 603-283-6160. You can bring up absolutely anything that you want to discuss here. We're talking about Oregon's decriminalization of all drugs, and this is something that happened in November of last year. This year, as you reported, Bonnie, the city of Detroit has decriminalized plant and fungi that are entheogenic, meaning, you know, psychedelic mushrooms, which contain psilocybin, and peyote, for instance, ayahuasca, DMT-based stuff like that. So very interesting that we're seeing things go in this direction, and kudos to the voters in Oregon for being willing to lead the way, because there was a lot of scare tactics, you know, when it came to people that were against the passing of the amendment. I don't know if it was like a, I guess it's just a ballot initiative. So it's not like, I don't think they amended the Constitution. Yeah, it's just a ballot initiative. So essentially it's like the voters passing a law, basically, that said that if you have possession of a small amount of drugs of any kind, so heroin, you know, methamphetamine, whatever, MDMA, then it's legal. Or it's decriminalized, meaning that I think that, I don't know if there's a fine involved, but they'll, like, confiscate the drugs and then refer you to, like, a drug treatment program. Or
up to a certain amount. Like, under a certain amount, they won't take it, right?
I believe that they'll take it if it's anything like Portugal, they're going to take it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a good question, Bonnie, and I don't have the actual details of what the law is there in Oregon. But
a cop might just use his discretion and take it whenever he wants.
The cop could certainly use discretion and leave it as well if they wanted to. But the story here is from pewtrust.org. And again, it's Ian and Bonnie in the studio tonight. If you want to weigh in, you're welcome to it, 603-283-6160, especially if you're up in Oregon and you want to talk about how things have been over the last several months. Again, this went into effect in February of this year, and this story is kind of looking at both sides. You know, what is the opposition saying? You know, they lost, but they're still mad, so, like, what are they saying? And then what are the people who are in favor of this and, you know, they want to, you know, continue in this direction say? So the supporters of the Oregon law, approved in 2020 through a ballot initiative known as Measure 110, say it'll take time to implement such a large shift in policy and are urging their critics to be patient. Tara Hurst, the executive director of the Oregon Health Justice Recovery Alliance, said, "We're shifting from a terribly traumatizing system and a racist system to a trauma-informed, patient-centered system. That doesn't happen overnight," she said. "The law will use marijuana tax revenue plus any criminal justice money saved through decriminalization to fund organizations that help people seek and maintain sobriety."
I just want to know what the heck a trauma-informed society is. I was trying to wrap my mind around the dumbness she just said.
Yeah, I don't know either. If I had to guess, I would say it's people who are aware of bad things happening to people.
I do agree that the system that is currently in place in most states that is, you know, put people in drugs if they're found, I mean, put people in jail if they're found with drugs is, like, traumatic to people.
That definitely increases the trauma,
yeah.
Right? Like, if it was already bad enough that they were addicted to a drug, now going to jail is going to make that worse.
Yeah, they may have issues in their life, like traumatic events that happened in their life that they can't get over, which is why they want to
escape. That's why they're using drugs in the first place, right?
Yeah, and that's, you know, just being piled on. But I just wanted to know what the heck she meant by a trauma-aware.
Trauma-informed, patient-centered system. I like the idea of patient-centered. You know, let's see what this person needs. How can they be helped with their problem? Rather than, okay, put them in jail. Okay, lock them up. 6 months, 12 months, stand committed. You know? Oh, and then you get out, you're on probation. And then there's a probation officer coming through your house, pawing through your refrigerator. Where if they find a beer in your refrigerator under a lot of probation terms, you just violated your probation. Now you're going back to jail because that's going to make life better. So the law will use the revenue from the marijuana tax and money saved through decrim to actually fund organizations that help people. Okay. Now, again, I'm not in favor of the government mandating anything, but if you have to choose between money going to build more jails in order to put more people inside them who have used drugs versus funding treatment centers, all right, fine. You know, okay, fund the treatment centers. But ultimately, leaving that money in the taxpayers' pockets in the first place is the best way to deal with it. Then each individual gets to decide. The organizations are expected to get about $300 million over the next 2 years, said Hearst. She notes that's about five times the amount that Oregon is currently spending on services that aren't provided through Medicaid, the public health insurance program for people who have low incomes or disabilities, and about $30 million has already been dispersed, she said. She says she's asking people to imagine a behavioral health system that doesn't rely on the police and the courts to get people sober. She says, we've never done that, though, so it's really hard for people to open up their minds and say, what would that look like? Well, I can tell you, the police and courts don't get people sober. I've known enough people who've been arrested for drugs in my time, and I know how it always goes. They're always counting down the days. As soon as they get off their probation, they're ready to get high.
Yeah, and that's how one of my friends died. Like, he was off his probation really fresh, and then he overdosed on something.
Right, he went to the max.
I mean, I don't really know all the details about how much he took or anything like that, but, you know, he overdosed right after getting off his
treatment,
probation, or whatever it was. And that just leads me to believe maybe he took as much as he was used to taking and just died.
But it was too much because he hadn't used in some amount of time. And there's, sadly, there's so many stories like that. I'm sorry that that happened to your friend. But there's so many people who've been through this. And arresting, you cannot arrest your way out of an addiction. That just doesn't work out of this problem. But the good news, drugs, arrests, and convictions have plummeted in Oregon since February. The ballot measure made possessing small amounts of drugs, such as less than a gram of heroin or less than 2 grams of cocaine, a civil citation. Okay, here's the details. Punishable by a $100 fine. So it is still a fineable offense, but you will not be arrested for it. You will not be charged with a misdemeanor. You will not be facing jail time. It also downgraded felony charges to misdemeanors for possessing slightly larger amounts. So if you had a little bit more than what was violation level, you won't be going to prison for it. Maybe you'll face some time in the county jail, but, again, not as bad of a situation.
It's just jail. I'll just go there, hang out, and leave.
What was that line from?
It's from a Real Housewives episode. Some guy said that's viral.
It's true. I mean, it's kind of like going to camp. The measure established a hotline that people whom police ticket for possession can call to undergo a health assessment. If they complete the assessment, they can get their citations waived, even without further treatment or other services. So I presume that means that they wouldn't have to pay the fine. So if they're waiving the citations, if they go to this health assessment. Now, they probably have to pay for the health assessment. But again, somebody's going to get paid. The law also requires the state to establish addiction recovery centers or connect people who use drugs with treatment or other assistance, such as housing or overdose prevention education. Again, not nearly as offensive as putting people in a jail cell. You know, that's, I still don't think the police should be doing anything about people with drugs, but I'd much rather have them hand them a pamphlet than put them in handcuffs.
Yeah.
Before decriminalization in 2019, Oregon law enforcement officers made more than 6,700 arrests, and courts issued more than 4,000 convictions for drug possession in cases where possession was the most serious potential charge, according to the Oregon Criminal Justice Commission. Between February and August this year, law enforcement has only made 1,800 arrests for those possession crimes. And of those 1,800 arrests, there's only been 364 convictions. Now, that's still not quite apples to apples because it hasn't been a full year yet. But obviously, 1,800 arrests by the end of that's through August. Obviously, that's not going to get to 6,700. So there are definitely fewer people being arrested. Those who were arrested were most likely carrying larger amounts of drugs or for drug dealing offenses. So basically, anybody with small amounts, they're no longer going through the court system. And that is great news. Let's talk more about the successes and some of the questions around Oregon drug decriminalization. Again, still within its first year of this experiment, and other states are already looking to come on board, and that's what I was hoping to see. It was a domino effect on this. You can join us here on Free Talk Live with your thoughts.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're talking about one of my favorite topics, drugs.
Yeah.
specifically ending the war on drugs. Because I'm not in favor of all drugs. Some of it I think is pretty bad news, honestly. I've seen some people really ruin their lives with addictions to certain drugs. But I've also seen plenty of people have their lives ruined by the war on drugs. People who were completely responsible with their drug use. People who might have been drug dealers. Because I think that also needs to be decriminalized. I think that also needs to be legal. I understand that they're starting where they can start, which is personal possession. And that's what Oregon did in November of 2020 was the voters there passed a ballot initiative saying, all right, it's now a $100 fine. If you get caught with less than a couple grams of almost every single drug out there, basically, then we're going to give you a $100 ticket. Which you can then decide if you want to, you can go to essentially a health seminar or assessment or something, and then they'll waive the ticket. Now you probably have to
brainwashing.
You probably have to pay for the health assessment. But you know, you pay the $100 ticket and then
or maybe you can tell
that's
them
it.
They'll sit in jail for the night.
I don't know. I don't know how that works in Oregon. I know in New Hampshire, you're referring to the fact that in New Hampshire, you can sit off a fine in jail at $150 a day. That's a thing you can do here, but I don't know if every state has that. If you want to weigh in, though, maybe you're in Oregon and you've seen the results from this particular ballot initiative that has made it essentially not quite legal, but almost to have small amounts of drugs. And that's what we're talking about. Looking at the numbers, they're down quite a bit. Only 1,800 arrests through August of this year. It started in February, so that's not quite a full year. It's only 7 months. But they're definitely on track to have fewer arrests overall because there were over 6,700 arrests in 2019, over 4,000 convictions in 2019, whereas only 364 convictions so far through August of this year. Decriminalization, according to PewTrust.org, does not appear to be heading to a rise or leading to a rise in drug-related crime, such as property crime. Property crimes in the state actually decreased this year, according to data provided by the Criminal Justice Commission and the Judicial Department. Now, again, that is something that I believe also happened in Portugal, where they have decriminalized various different drugs since 2 decades ago, roughly. If an addict is able to acquire their drugs easier, and this doesn't necessarily change that per se, so I don't think you're going to see a huge drop in desperation-style crime, but simply because there's just less police enforcement out there may contribute to a slightly easier access. Now,
like dealers being less scared to...
Dealers should still be scared.
Oh, yeah, because they're still getting convicted.
Yeah, they're still going to be arrested. They're still going to probably get charged with felonies. But on the other hand, the possession of larger than the personal amounts. So, again, personal amounts is decriminalized. But they also did some decrim on larger amounts, too. So if you had... And I don't know what the exact amounts are, right? So let's just say it's an ounce. Hey, let's say you had an ounce of weed or an ounce of cocaine or something like that, and you get caught. Well, it used to be a felony. And now, a lot of the slightly larger, we're not talking about pounds, those are probably still felonies, but the slightly larger possessions, that which is larger than the decrimmed amounts, the small personal
amounts,
is now a misdemeanor. So if a dealer, if he's just got all the coke or the bud or whatever in one baggie, And he's not admitting to being a dealer, and they didn't catch him in the act of selling. You know, in a lot of places, if you've got, like, baggies all separated, and, you've got a scale or something like that, then they're going to charge you with dealing. But if you're a little more careful, maybe in Oregon, maybe you'll avoid a dealing charge now. So, you know, maybe there's some factors that will make this easier for people. And maybe the average person who's just going out to buy some drugs, they won't be as afraid. And maybe the lack of fear on their part will lead them to, I don't know, feeling safer about buying the drugs. It's hard to make the argument that this is going to do a lot to reduce property crime, but the numbers are here. The numbers are in. It says here that there are fewer property crimes this year than there were in previous years. So, I'm interested in hearing your speculation on why that might be. If you want to weigh in here, 603-283-6160. Why, when dealing hasn't really been touched legally, would property crime go down? Because you wouldn't think the prices of drugs would go down. Maybe the users think, okay, if I'm safer now as a user, maybe more people are using the dark web to get drugs?
I mean, that could totally be true, but I didn't think about that. But I was going to also say maybe people who are like, you know, before the decrim, people who were like going to jail for this and then getting out, they're losing their jobs and they're just overall poorer drug users because of the system. And, you know, they had to do acts of desperation to get their money to get weed.
That's a good point.
Or whatever. I don't know why I said weed.
Or whatever.
Probably like heroin.
Yeah, that is a great point, because if you had a job and then the police arrest you and you're expected to go to work the next day.
Yeah, you might lose your job.
You're going to lose your job. Unless you've got a really cool boss who's like, oh, yeah, no problem, man. Just come on in whenever you know, come on. Right. Oh, it's going to be 3 weeks or it's going to be 6 months. Most bosses, even if they like you, they're probably going to replace you. The longer that you stay, the more days you stay behind bars, the more likely the boss is going to be like, I'm sorry, man. I had to replace you. I had to find somebody else.
But if it's decriminalized, you're still paying $100, but you didn't lose your job.
Correct. And if you don't lose your job, you probably won't lose your house or your apartment or whatever. So, yeah, I think you might be onto a pretty important factor there, Bonnie. 603-283-6160. Let's continue, though. So it says it's less clear, however, whether decrim has led more people to seek help for substance abuse disorders. Defendants failed to show up in court to make their case. About half of 1,300 citations issued through September for possession of small amounts of drugs, according to the Oregon Judicial Department. In only 7 cases did defendants submit a health assessment to get their fines waived. That's interesting. So of the 1,300 citations... So, again, let's look at these numbers here. So, in 2019, there were 6,700 arrests, but now they can't arrest people for small amounts. So, there's only been about 1,800 arrests in 7 months of this year, and those are for the larger possession amounts or drug dealing. So, the people who got the small possessions, the people who are getting these tickets, there's been 1,300 tickets issued so far through September. But of those 1,300, only 7 of them went through the health assessment.
Weird. I mean, I guess they were just like, I don't want to deal with that. I'd rather just pay $100.
That's right. But then again, half of them never even showed up in court to make their case. So I don't know what that means for them. I don't know. Because normally if you don't show up in court, they issue a warrant for your arrest because it's called a failure to appear. So do those people now have warrants out for failure to appear? I'm curious to see what the details are on that. To critics of the new law, the seldom used hotline proves that decrim isn't working. Only 51 people have called so far, noted a Republican state senator, and the Oregonian first reported the hotline statistics.
Maybe most of these people don't actually have problems.
That's another great point.
I mean, like, oh, I'm not going to call the hotline to say, hey, I'm using mushrooms. Because
right.
There's no problem with that.
Yeah, that is
these people
point.
Don't understand.
And maybe some of them don't actually have a problem, and maybe some of them just don't think they have a problem. And you know what? They should be free to make that choice for themselves.
They should also be free to realize that the state doesn't have to be their solution.
The bureaucrat or the politician said people aren't curbing their behavior, they aren't paying attention to the citations, they're just ignoring them. Well, I say hallelujah to that. More people should just ignore the government. If enough of us did it, maybe they would go away. More coming.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender. Scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A planned vote on a roughly $1.8 trillion social spending and environmental bill has been delayed, but work continues on the infrastructure plan. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it's time for Congress to send the bill to President Biden
so that these jobs can come online as soon as possible. We have waited a while. We had hoped to pass it sooner.
The Senate approved the bill a few weeks ago with a bipartisan majority, but it stalled in the House with progressives demanding a vote first on a larger social spending bill. Democratic leaders had hoped to bring that to a vote as well, but they opted for a procedural vote that would set up the final approval later this month. President Biden called lawmakers seeking support for both the social spending bill and the infrastructure package. This is USA Radio News. The forcible touching case against former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, according to prosecutors, is potentially defective because the investigator from the Albany Sheriff's Department who filed it failed to include a sworn statement from the victim. District Attorney David Soares said the investigator also failed to include certain parts of the woman's testimony that could be favorable to Cuomo. The DA said he was in the middle of a months-long investigation when the sheriff's investigator unilaterally and inexplicably filed the complaint. The judge then pushed Cuomo's appearance from later this month to January 7th. President Biden and former Presidents Bush, Obama, and former First Lady Hillary Clinton all attended the funeral for former Secretary of State and war hero Colin Powell. He was the first African-American head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. His son Michael gave a tearful speech remembering his father. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited if you want to join us here. The number, 603-283-6160. You want to weigh in on how things are going in Oregon with the drug decriminalization ballot initiative that passed a year ago, went into effect in February, so we don't quite have a year of statistics under our belt at this point, but nonetheless, Pew Trust is taking a look here at the details, some of the numbers, and getting, you know, both sides to weigh in on, because obviously there's the side of people that wants to bring back prohibition. You know, those people are always going to be there, always pushing to try to tell people what to do and how to live, as though putting people in handcuffs and throwing them in jail cells is somehow going to make their drug problems better. But Ian and Bonnie in the studio here, we're going to go to your calls and thoughts. The number is 603-283-6160. But first, I do want you to know about the BitBox. Now, it's generally not a good idea to keep a whole lot of currency, or rather cryptocurrency, on your phone. It makes it too easy to spend. You could, in theory, be hacked, or somebody could just take your phone from you. And the question of how to safely store cryptocurrency was answered a long time ago, but now BitBox has an even better answer. They've got some different features that you're not going to find on all of the hardware wallets out there. And we're going to soon be giving away three of the latest versions of the BitBox. And Bonnie, you had a little bit of experience today. You have the latest BitBox, and you set it up.
Yep. I mean, it was really easy. They only let you put Bitcoin, Litecoin, or Ethereum on it, but it's a good little place to keep your Like, for me, just Bitcoin, so I'm going to have those.
And you you did it within, I don't know, probably less than 20 minutes, and that took some, and that was, you know, going pretty slow. It was your first time ever doing anything like that.
Yeah, the typing mechanism, it is a good mechanism. It's on this little tiny thumb drive-sized bit box.
Mm-hmm.
You can type without any buttons on it. Using, like, a touch screen on the bottom.
You feel, like, touch sensitivity on the box itself, right?
Yeah, on the bit box itself. Yeah. And you just use that to scroll around the letters. So that's what took me the most time, was just creating and typing in my password and confirming it. Other than that, it was really, really simple.
You can head over to box.freetalklive.com to purchase a BitBox for yourself and use code FTL for a 5% discount. That's FTL like Free Talk Live is your code at box.freetalklive.com. By the way, one of the neat things about the BitBox is it is open source. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Aaron is on the line listening to WGSO in New Orleans. Go ahead, Aaron.
Yeah, hey, guys. Hey, I just wanted to touch on real quick about the crime stats.
Yeah.
We've got some experience with that here in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
We've been dealing with it for over 20 years. And what happened was maybe somewhere around 2003 or 2004 or so, we had a new police chief. Of course, you know, the police chief here gets appointed by the mayor. And, you know, his initiative was, of course, to, like they all say, to lower crime. So what he started to do was he started to fudge the numbers. And so so I think that may be what's going on in Oregon. So basically what would happen was, let's say if somebody would, let's say, shoot at another person, right? Instead of labeling that as like an attempted murder or aggravated battery, they would write it up as an illegal discharge.
Oh,
and
boy.
So, yeah, and so he had that going on, and so we're, you know, all of these things were happening to where it was the same crime was occurring, but on paper it looked a whole lot better because they were simply calling it by a different name, by a different by a different code.
Okay, but what do you? Why? I get what you're saying as far as New Orleans.
Yeah.
I mean, that's definitely a scummy, scammy thing that you would expect a politician to do. But that is, by the way, what a police chief is. He's just a politician who happens to be a cop. But in the case of Oregon, what are you suggesting that they're doing there?
Well, I'm not 100% sure, but I know that since the whole George Floyd matter, police have been hesitant to approach crime. And so what they do is, the same thing happens here, is you call 911 and say, hey, you know, my let's say my shed got broken into, my car got broken into. And what they do is they simply just do not send a police officer out. They'll say, well, the officers are all busy doing on other calls, more mm-hmm. important calls. And so usually, like, for example, here, the police will come out maybe 1 or 2 days later. And if no one's home, they'll say, well, we couldn't find that a crime happened. And so they just write it off.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, I know that that's been happening nationwide since the whole George Floyd case, but it's been happening here since way before George Floyd. And
sure.
The funny part is that a lot of these police chiefs, believe it or not, they move on from city to city. So you might have a police chief,
sure.
let's say here, but he came from Washington State or, and so these guys move around and they bring with them these quote unquote best practices, which is it's a total scam.
I just don't see how that's relating to the Oregon thing, because I would think that the police would want to be able to go after victimless drug crimes because, you know, it's revenue for them and a thing for them to do. I don't see why.
Yeah, it's
they
easy.
Would,
you know, you
yeah.
bust a drug user and they're not going to usually fight you back. So it's not a high risk activity.
Especially
for,
like, personal use
yeah.
marijuana.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely agree with you, Aaron. The police, especially the higher ups, they're corrupt as hell, and they will absolutely fudge numbers, and they will absolutely tell lies. So, like, I'm not denying what you're saying is true. I just don't think it's affecting what's going on in Oregon. I got to agree with Bonnie on this one. I don't think that the police have any incentive to pretend like they're not arresting drug users, because they can't arrest them. They're now prohibited from arresting them. So I don't think that's affecting the numbers there.
Well, I think that the best example was going on in Oregon. Like I said, I'm not 100% 100% sure of what's going on as far as the crime stats go. But a good example to point to is that, you know, under Trump, when the you know, Antifa and these other groups are trying to burn down the federal courthouse there, mm-hmm. and the local police did nothing about it. And so, you know, the federal government sent in prison guards and so on to look after the federal courthouse, and mm-hmm. these guys were out there night after night after night, you know, for over a month trying to burn this thing down. You know, when you look at that example and say, okay, well, if the police chief and the mayor of in this, you know, for example, in this city in Oregon is willing to look the other way when people are trying to burn down federal courthouse, I dare to say that they may look the other way and say, well, you know, we're not going to really investigate petty street level drug crimes. Like, for example,
well, they never just say, oh, we're just not going to investigate petty street crime. That doesn't happen.
Well, it does happen, because if you look now in California, what's happening is Walgreens is saying, we cannot operate here because you can steal up to $700 and not get arrested.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a lot different.
But I think you're making the mistake of saying, lumping in drug use with crime, because stealing is a crime. There's a victim. And if there's no victim, there, in my book, there's no crime. Now, I understand that governments say differently.
In the case of them looking the other way, maybe with people trying to burn down a building, maybe they realize there's a huge crowd and somebody's going to get hurt if we try to, you know, go in there and forcibly stop these people with, you know, weapons and fire.
Well, I wouldn't try stopping anyone from burning the courthouse down either, but I don't think that's the same motivation.
Maybe they just realize, you know, like the courthouse burning down is not as bad as what will happen if we storm these people.
Could be. But either way, Aaron, thanks for the call tonight. To liken crime, which actually has a victim, you know, if somebody's destroying property, there's a crime there because there's somebody who owns that property. Now, in the case of the federal government's buildings, arguably they stole the money to build them, so in theory, it's the people's building. They can do what they want with it. I don't believe in violence. I don't believe, you know, necessarily in destruction. I'm not endorsing that. But, you know, it's not the same thing as a crime with a real victim, with a real human being behind it, somebody who's actually being hurt, somebody who's being threatened.
The state isn't a person. So the state's house burning down, you know, there's no victim.
Aaron, thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you, but I don't think any of that really, you know, factors in as far as drug use is concerned. There's no victim there. Those people should be left alone. There should be no investigation on drug use or drug dealing, for that matter. It's all peaceful.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, enough time for you, maybe if you want to get your call in right now. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live has been posting video archives on Library for years. It's an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol. And I want to once again want to, you know, to focus on the fact that it is uncensorable. Library is an amazing technology. LBRY.com. You can learn more about that. It's so important to have something that's uncensorable in today's day and age of takedowns and deplatforming off these big tech platforms. And they launched Odyssey to compete with YouTube because they wanted to give people a more free place where they can express themselves. There's now over a million channels on Odyssey, and Free Talk Live has one of them. You can follow our channel over at video.freetalklive.com. That is video.freetalklive.com. And we are streaming on Odyssey every single night. And so thank you to everybody that takes the time to watch us on Odyssey. That said, we are still on some of the other more centralized streaming platforms, and I do want to announce that we just added Twitter to the ranks of centralized streaming platforms. So for as long as we can stream there without being taken down, we're going to start doing that, just like we're doing on YouTube and other places. Now, our audience there, I think, has been like 0 to 1 so far tonight. But we've got 8,000 supposed followers on Twitter, so I don't know. Maybe somebody will take notice. I figured it doesn't cost us anything to do it. So we're there now. So if you follow us on Twitter and you want to watch us through that, you can over at twitter.freetalklive.com. I believe that'll still get you there. So with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Bonnie.
Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Josie is on the line in Virginia. Yes. Josie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. I think Getter would be better than Twitter, but
Getter.
I don't even use a computer, so who am I to talk? But Getter, G-E-T-T-R, is apparently wonderful. You don't get knocked off. Here's what I'm calling. There was a symposium about 3 weeks ago in Tennessee. All of the best holistic type people and doctors and scientists and everybody like that was there. And so from a friend of mine who is a PhD nurse, about as high up in the health field as you can go, she talked to me about some of the things, what's in the vaccine, very scary stuff, and the fact that some of the people, like the Pfizer whistleblower, you won't hear from her. I don't know where her website, Carrie Madge, M-A-D-E-J, is her name. and whistleblower from the Pfizer. She worked for Pfizer, not anymore, of course.
Mm-hmm.
The Dr. Edward Group, he's a doctor who was on Trump's advisory board. And so that is another very interesting man. He spent time in India and learned all kinds of things. In fact, there is one substance that will heal anything from a disease to poisonous bites or rabid dogs or whatever, Dr. Edward Group, and it's called URO Therapy Research. It has no cost involved. You make it yourself, and it is not unsanitary, believe it or not, but it's the first urine of the day. Urine, yes.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. There's a lot of people with... Yeah, I mean,
works.
Just want to be clear that this is obviously your opinion, Josie,
no,
and you're not
Dr.
giving
Group.
Medical advice.
You can go on the website, urotherapyresearch.com.
There are people out there who truly believe that urine is some sort of a cure-all.
You do drink.
Well, he spent time in India with people like snake charmers who were working with very, very poisonous snakes. Like vipers and the like, and they had a little pot by them in case they got bitten for the very reason. That's what they used.
Did they put it on the bite?
Themselves. What?
Did they put it on the bite or did they drink it?
They put it on or they drink it. They do both.
Oh.
And those miners in Peru, remember them? They were there stuck with no food or water for a month or more, and that's how they came out looking pretty good.
Well, if you don't have any water, I mean, you can recycle if you need to.
Apparently that worked for them, and everybody in the world was praying for those. There were, what, 25 guys that were stuck down there?
I remember
and
that.
And they, you know, took a while. All I know is this is what a doctor who was on Trump's advisory board.
But has anybody actually done a study comparing urine to the placebo effect?
I have no idea. That would probably be on their website.
I'd have to wonder if that would show any sort of significant difference. Because
the person I know was there, and she told me all this, and I'm just wrote it down, and I'm talking to you about it now. I have never tried it
so
myself.
So you haven't tried it. Okay. Because,
It's
just against common sense, right? Now, that's not to say it's not true, but
the
reason why your body rejects something or it has these excretions is because it's done with it, right? Like, it's not useful anymore.
Well, excretions is every kind of vitamin, mineral, and everything else that you can imagine, and we usually just throw it away in the morning. But the other thing is, what's inside the vaccines are really horrifying. Metal parts, I'm assuming it must be metal filings, like they can use magnetic things. And then there's parasites. One scientist looked down into the vaccine, what's in it, and there were other eyes looking back at him.
There was one lady who said that she had seen some sort of tentacled creature, actually, in the vaccine, which is pretty scary sounding. Josie, thanks for the call tonight. Definitely appreciate it. I'm certainly a skeptic when it comes to these vaccines. I am not interested in becoming an experiment. I'm not interested in trying that. No thanks.
You know, after what our friends were talking about the other day about how corporations can get around having to spend money to, like, get rid of byproducts, they can put it into other things. Like, oh, you can have a certain amount of metal filings in Cheerios. Iron shavings. So then we'll just sell the iron shavings, make some money off our byproduct, and then it gets into Cheerios. I'm even more skeptical about these freaking vaccines. It's really, really scary. Who knows what they're putting in them?
I gotta say, I'm skeptical of all of it. I'm skeptical of the mega corporations who are pushing whatever it is that they're pushing. But I'm also skeptical of somebody saying that drinking your own urine is going to cure everything that ails you. And I've met somebody else. There was we were at Anarchapulco one year. And there was a guy who, I'm not going to say who it was, because that wasn't the reason we were interviewing him, but he sat down and he was like letting everybody know that he had just come from the restroom and that he had utilized his own bodily waste in order to supposedly sustain his health. And, you know, he was a young guy anyway, so it wasn't like he was going to be unhealthy generally, but
I think there's something to the fact that if you're just automatically revolted or, you know, disgusted by a thing, it's probably not good for you. Yeah, because pee for some reason, is one of the most disgusting things in the world to me. Like, if a dog pees on the ground, it's way worse than the dog pooping on the ground to me. I don't know why.
It's just, that's your body, you know, similar to a dog. They know, right, when they're sniffing a thing, whether they should eat it or not, whether it, generally, whether it's good for them, and they will stay away from most of the poisonous things. And the same thing's true with humans. Just trust your instincts. If your body is saying, this is bad, you probably should put it down. Let's continue, though. Thomas is on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, good evening, folks.
Hey, Thomas.
Thank you for having me on.
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was calling because I did something naughty. I had spoken with you guys a couple days ago, right before the election day.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had gone around and done, you know, pro-candidate and pro-law enforcement and anti-mayoral tags around town. And apparently I got hit with not one, but two criminal offenses.
Tags?
When I,
you did?
Yeah, I actually took chalk that you had given me about 3 years ago, and I have a strategic reserve of about 10 more pounds. But I tried to go to, I did a vote for Area right on the corner of Roxbury Central. Yeah. I did a vote for Jody, and a vote for Boston Parisi. And, you know, like, then I did, like, a big, like, X out George Hansel's name right in front of governments or, you know, right in front of City Hall. So,
so you took chalk and you put chalk on sidewalks on public property.
Yes.
And they arrested you for this?
No, what it is I went today to code on the fourth floor. So I asked him, like, you know, I have this, like, ridiculously long number. It doesn't come up, but you said I have a city ordinance violation. You know, State versus Thomas Parisi, May 22nd of 2020. And, you know, when I was going there, I was like, what's the violation? How much is it? And when do you arrest me? How many times am I going to do it? Because if there is no arrestable offense, I'm going to do it like 30 to 50 more times before that hearing. So they might as well join all the cases.
Did they get you, did they catch you in the act and just give you a, like a citation right there?
No, they sent me a letter. Like, they were such cowards that I had called all, I called the city manager, you know, Dragon Lady, I called the city attorney, and I called the head for code enforcement. And none of them returned my phone.
And what is this violation? What are you, what are they saying you violated?
Exactly. It's an enigmatic, it's like C-19-17-34-21.
I wish we had more time to talk to you, Thomas. We're at the end of the show tonight.
Thank you for having me.
To call in. Call in earlier and tell us more about this, because if this, if you're getting arrested or targeted or ticketed or whatever for chalking, that's a clear violation of your rights to express yourself. We'll see you tomorrow.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar four or more times a day and inject insulin three or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.